a roof over your head, or a mattress under the stairs? Fancy a mattress in a cupboard under the stairs in Clapham for £500 per month. Media reports like this one regularly grab the headlines. And if you did want that cupboard, you would also need to find £60 a month for bills. Whatever the veracity of this story, behind these headlines, tenants are being forced to live in worse conditions than they would have accepted in the past and to pay more for their housing. 3 in 10 privately rented homes are considered non-decent, and 1 in 6 are actually physically unsafe, even though councils have a legal obligation to correct hazards in the home. New legislation does give some formal protection against revenge evictions when tenants complain. But landlords will use insecure tenancies to disguise revenge evictions. And the lack of alternatives on the market for tenants will make it hard for them to insist on better conditions. Of course, council cuts reduce resources to help, as renters are forced to pay more of their income on rent. A new study has shown that up to half of people in London who rent their homes are living in poverty. Rising house prices and insecure work have put the hope of owning a home out of reach. Half of those renting in the UK despair of ever being able to afford a home of their own, according to a recent survey. This is not surprising, when the proportion of 25 to 34 year olds who own their homes has plummeted from 59% to 36% in less than a decade. The gap between income and house prices has increased so much in the last 20 years, that even in the most affordable regions of England and Wales, buyers are forced to spend 6 times their income, according to analysis of land registry figures. The situation is most dire in the capital, where the median house now costs 12 times the median London income. The government's so-called Help to Buy policy has simply pushed up prices by helping banks to make loans. According to research, it has added £8,250 to the price of an average house. Over the past year, 1 in 5 working adults aged 20 to 34 has moved back in with their parents. A further 15% of this group has never moved out, according to Shelter. The crisis has hit young people hardest, but increasingly it is not just young people who are locked into the private, rented sector living in insecure flat shares. Between 2009 and 2014, the number of flat sharers aged between 35 and 44 rose by 186%, according to Sperrum, the flat share website, while the number of sharers aged 45 to 54 went up by 300%.